In the 13th episode of Deming Speaks, we continue the conversation that Jean-Marie Goga of the French Deming Association had with Dr. Deming regarding what happened in Japan. Hi, I'm Trip Babbitt, host of the Deming Institute podcast. In this episode of Deming Speaks, I wanted to continue the conversation that Jean-Marie Goga of the French Deming Association had with Dr. Deming back in 1980. And in it, Dr. Deming explains the explosion, as he puts it, what happened in Japan in 1950. Listen for the two familiar themes that you've heard Dr. Deming talk about before. One being the involvement of top management, and the others are associated with statistical process control. Themes that I have talked about in Deming Lens 9, the importance of statistical process control, and also to get a little bit better idea of the importance of statistical process control, especially in manufacturing. On a February 2nd, 2018 recording of Tim Higgins conducting the new economics discussion series. Let's listen to Dr. Deming.
In France, you see, many questions are asked about Japanese industry and especially about Japanese quality. What do you think are the main ingredients of Japanese quality? Well, I think I told you last night in my speech and in the speech I gave to you yesterday. Yes. The day before that, I mean. Japanese quality in a Japanese industry, quality is everybody's choice. You cannot have quality with a quality control department. Quality control department too often in America is the police department, and then later on the fire department. Quality has to be everybody's job. And I think here in France you have some quality control departments that are making quality everybody's job in the plant, teaching statistical methods to everybody in the plant, and teaching everybody how to use them. No, that's good. We don't have enough of that in America, and I'm sure you don't have enough of it in France. Yeah. I don't know if I'm answering your question, but what happened in Japan is the top management in 1950, and in my 18 visits that I've made since, listened to my talks about how management can make use of statistical methods in industry, all the way from incoming materials to consumer research. I emphasize that the important end of the line, two of the ends of the line are the important ones, incoming materials and the consumer. Without consumer, you don't have any production. The whole world knows how well they've done it. Their innovation, their new products, their improvement of older products is fantastic. Japanese management puts statistical methods to work everywhere. On reception of incoming materials, they do not accept defective materials. They teach the vendors quality control. Japanese manufacturers, when they learn something that is useful in production, share it with all other manufacturing concerns so that the entire industry improves. It was top management in all my visits, 18 in all. Their eagerness to learn how to manage statistical techniques. Well, that's the way it happened. And of course, I taught hundreds of engineers. What happened in Japan in 1950 was an explosion. And there were four forces that came together to make that explosion. One was my conferences with top management, the first ones which were held in 1950. Of course, I held more in 1951, 52, 55, and so on. Now, another force in 1950, it was my teaching of engineers, several hundred. Third force was that in two previous visits where I had been to Japan for social surveys, reports on the labor force and to help with the census, I had taken the trouble, I had made it a purpose of life to pull together the leading Japanese statisticians to invite them for the evening at my hotel with some food and something to drink, to tell them how important they could be for the reconstruction of Japan. That was the third force. So that when 1950 came, they were ready. The leading statisticians of Japan were ready to teach statistical methods to hundreds and thousands of engineers. The great JUSE, Union of Japanese Scientists and Engineers, they were ready to expand their teaching of statistics for industry, to teach management, to teach engineers. As a matter of fact, JUSE taught between 1950 and 1970, 15,000 engineers, rudimentary statistical methods to use in production. They also give courses more and more, advanced courses for statisticians, advanced courses in statistics for engineers, and continually courses for management. Their courses for management are difficult, yet they are booked up for 7 months ahead today with management. Now, those four forces came together in 1950 and produced an explosion. An explosion has continued.
Today, rarely will you find a manager or executive familiar with statistical process control. I often find engineers are familiar with the concept and some even practicing the use of statistical process control, but it is far and wide between managers and executives that understand the power of using SPC. It's one of the things that Dr. Deming lamented many years as he came back to the United States and started working with American management, was he couldn't get anybody's attention that this could really help them. Again, I want to thank Jean-Marie Goga from the French Deming Association for sharing this particular episode of Deming Speaks. Thank you for listening to the Deming Institute podcast. If you'd like to learn more about the 2018 25th Anniversary Conference in Manhattan Beach, California, go to www.deming.org and click on Events.